Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I am ending our first week of teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. Now, I'm going to continue this for another few weeks, but I've just started talking about how that God has a destiny, a purpose for every single person. This isn't just for the super saint, for the ministers. This is for every person, whether you're Christian or non-Christian. The Lord had a purpose in every single person's life. The first step, of course, in fulfilling any person's destiny is to come into relationship with God. So a non-believer, until they find the Lord, really is incapable of ever fulfilling the destiny and the purpose that God has for their life. But then even after you're born again, God has specifics, not just about heaven, about you getting to heaven, but for this life, God has a purpose for every single one of us. And I've used a lot of scripture. I've shown you that Paul said that he was separated unto the gospel from his mother's womb. Jeremiah, the Lord told Jeremiah, before I formed you, before he was even conceived in his mother's belly, before he came forth out of his mother's womb, God sanctified him and ordained him to be a prophet unto the nations. And so I've been trying to drive home that every person has a God-given destiny. It is not up to you to pick and choose and do your own thing and ask God to bless it. You need to find out what God's purpose is, and you can't assume that you are automatically just stumbling into it. You have to pursue it. It doesn't happen accidentally. And so we've been talking about that. And then on our program yesterday, one of the things that I'm really excited about is that we've produced a DVD set that we've entitled Destiny Series Volume 1. And we have 5 interviews on here of people who have just had God reveal Himself to them in a miraculous way, and they are changing the world, making a big difference. And it's really well done. Our TV department did a great job. And so what I'm doing, instead of just talking about this, I'm illustrating it. You know, Jesus did this. Jesus said that if you don't believe me because of my words, believe me because of the things that you see, the miracles, people's lives being changed. Here on television, where it's somewhat of a loss of how to demonstrate. You know, when I go out and hold a gospel truth seminar, we preach, and then we see people come out of wheelchairs and blind eyes open, and we see miracles happen. And that goes a long way to demonstrate and confirm that the things that I'm teaching aren't just theory, but they actually work in real life. On television, I'm at somewhat of a loss how to do that, but this is one of the ways that we're demonstrating this. I'm not just talking about that God has a purpose for your life, but here's testimonies, people talking about how these exact things that I'm sharing with you have changed their life. And yesterday, I started sharing the testimony of David and Russ Forgeston. If you've missed any of this, of course, you can go to our website or you can call and get this CD where I teach on this in CD form. And then we have the DVD set. And you can, of course, get that by calling in. But real quickly, let me just set this up, and then we're going to go to the second part of their testimony and play this for you. And I tell you, it's going to be a blessing to you. But on our program yesterday, we started interviewing them. Russ, the father, from the time that he was a young kid, has been seeking the Lord, but he sought through Eastern mysticism. He went through New Age stuff. He's been through a lot of different religious stuff. He actually went to India and studied under a guru for a period of time. He was a chiropractor in Atlanta, had a very successful practice, and he had always been seeking, but when he found the Lord, he found out that that was where the answers were, not in these other religions. And his life was transformed. This, in turn, transformed the life of his son David, who by his own admission was a pothead. And he was selling pot and traveling all across the United States and had become an entrepreneur selling dope. And he was very successful, but of course he was just partying. And when he saw the change in his dad, it so influenced him that eventually he came to realize that Jesus was the answer. And so David got born again, got radically turned on to the Lord, started spending all day, every day, just sitting and studying the Word and renewing his mind. And then at his dad's invitation, he came and enrolled in our Charis Bible College. When Russ, the dad, saw that this is what David was going to do, then he decided he was coming with him. And so Russ and David were both in our Charis Bible College. And I tell you, what a joy they were to minister to, because especially Russ had all of these world life experiences trying all of these other religions. And when he found the truth and found the reality of Jesus, he wanted to get as much as he possibly could. And I tell you, they just sucked the truth out of you. It was a blessing to minister to them. So anyway, that's where we've gotten to in this story. They've both experienced the Lord. They both have had God speak to them. Now they are headed towards Charis Bible College. And I want to go back into this DVD and let them share their own story and about how God has worked miraculously. And at the end of our program, I'll come back on and share some more with you, and we'll close this program and tell you about how you can get these products.
I was just sitting in my living room one day, and I received revelation. I knew that Jesus was Lord, that He was the Son of God, the Bible was the absolute truth. It just came. Like, I couldn't explain it. I just knew that I knew that I knew, and I was so excited about it.
He wanted more of a relationship with God, and I said, Andrew Womack's Bible College, that's where you need to go.
And it just made sense to me, like, of course I have to go there. I don't really know exactly when. So I just called my dad up and told him, I'm going to Bible College in August. And he said,
I want to go too.
I remember something really amazing. It was around this time. I was talking with my dad, and my dad said something that totally shocked me. He said that he can actually imagine retiring, and he could actually imagine just quitting and doing whatever God told him to do.
But I'm a chiropractor, and I have all these responsibilities, and I have all these patients, and I really need to work for a few more years because I need to earn more money so that I'll have a secure retirement.
It wasn't but a couple months after that we were at a Gospel Truth seminar. And of course, they're talking about Charis Bible College. And
what Charis Bible College meant to them. And I just knew, as I heard their testimonies, that I was going to Charis Bible College. I wound up giving my practice away and just blessing people with it. I mean, it was really something was working in me that was absolutely supernatural.
Within a few months, he was at school and we were there together. I started that August and he got all that done by the November session. So we were in school together, and it was just, again, we were living together. We were best friends and growing and learning more and more. There was a student, one of our friends at CBC that we got to know just being around the class. We were talking about the Word, and I really liked this guy. He was a bit older. He was in his 70s. But he comes to me one day saying that God really put it on his heart to go to India, and he was really excited about it. And in my mind this whole time, I was just thinking, go unto all the world and preach the gospel. And so I was just, well, I'll go. You know, I'll go with you. And he, just like that, he was like, great, well, let's go. He really didn't know why he was going. He really said, after some time, as we established that I was going with him and everything, he really started to think, I think we might be going. I think this is about you. When I got back, of course, I had already thought me and my dad are in this together. And so I know that we had talked about going to Africa already, and so I didn't really know how this was gonna go, but he picked me up from the airport, and we went that night to Waffle House. We're sitting there having breakfast at nighttime, and it was, I was explaining to him this experience that I had, and I was telling him about it, and I was telling him, I think we need to go to India. And I, it was really, you know, it was really strong. I was really sure. And he was sitting there like, whoa, whoa. But what he told me was that during this trip, while I was there, he told me that God had woken him up at like
4:30 a.m. in the morning. I heard this message, which seemed like an audible voice. And it was, you went to India many years ago seeking the truth. You now know the truth. Go back and tell them. And from that point on, we knew we were going to India.
After you start sowing the word in your heart and you start conceiving, after a while you build up momentum. And it's like you're going 1,000 miles an hour. And you know what? You just can't make a U-turn when you're going 1,000 miles an hour. Man, you have to slow down. It takes a long time to slow down and to apply the brakes and turn around. There are some of you that are moving so slowly that if a pebble got in your way, you wouldn't have enough momentum to get over it.
The more I let go of my own plans and the way that I think things have to work out, the more God can position me in the right place. Well, it started with me moving in with a friend in Switzerland that had just returned from Rhema. And she, so we moved in together and she gave me some tapes because I had never heard of spirit-filled Christianity or anything, and so she gave me tapes from a conference, and there were two tapes that stuck out, and I just put them aside and I thought, I have to listen to that again. And those were the two tapes of Andrew, and so that was where I first heard his name. And on that tape, one of the tapes, he gave the testimony of his son being raised from the dead. And actually that was very impressive to me, because I hadn't heard stories like that. I hadn't been around spirit-filled Christians. So that was very impressive, but even more impressive to me was that in this tape he talked about how when you're about total commitment, and he said if you're going 1,000 miles an hour, you can't make a U-turn. And I realized that was, my life was not going 1,000 miles an hour, because U-turns were still possible. And I realized when I listened to that one tape that I wanted to get to a place where my life was fast enough so that there was no turning around. And so I just quit my job and I moved out to where I lived, and the visa came in time, and so I moved to Colorado Springs.
The school takes a mission trip in second year, and they have various different places they go. They go to Mexico, they go to Russia, they go to England, and sometimes they go to Africa.
I wanted to go to Africa. I wanted to go to Uganda. And there were only 6 spots available for this mission trip. And I remember David and I had a lot of conversations about this, because we wanted to do ministry together. And we decided that we were going to be almost like a married couple, in a sense. Either we both were going to go to Uganda, or neither of us were going to go to Uganda.
We put our request in just like everybody else. And sure enough, they picked us. And we were just thrilled about it. So we ended up going there, which along the way, one of the other team members from the school that went is a girl named Judith, who ended up becoming my wife after this. But it was really, that was also, I think, a totally divine appointment, because on that trip is where me and her really connected and started to become really good friends on that trip, just talking about everything. So
yeah, that started another area of just thinking more about missions. And also on that, during that trip, I started talking forever to David about all the different just different topics of life, but also about missions, because I knew at that time already that he was going to go to India. And it really, I mean, it amazed me. I remember one thing he said was that he was, you know, I said, what is the challenge? What's the biggest challenge for you when thinking of you're going to India? And he said, there's no challenge. And I remember in the beginning, I thought, that's not honest. You know, there are challenges.
We knew that we were called. And so that was the main drive. And I remember talking with some people before, and they had brought up, well, this possible challenge and that possible challenge, and what are you going to do about this? And I honestly told them, I don't think about any of that.
And he basically told me, if you just know what God told you to do, then it's not a challenge. It's an adventure, but it's not hard, and it doesn't have to be scary or anything like that. And I remember that was kind of the beginning of me starting to talk to him about, you know, the difference between just trying to live a Christian life and, you know, trying to do the best you can, and living in grace, which means you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you don't expect it to be hard.
Me and Dad were going to India. It was absolute. And we talked about it again and again. We talked about different ideas, but really we didn't have a plan. We didn't know what we were going to do.
We had this idea that we were going to have packs on our backs
and Bibles in our hands,
and we were going to go preaching in the remote villages where the name of Christ has never been heard. I remember telling people at CBC that I could be dropped. I was so convinced that God was going to be faithful to direct us that we could be dropped from a helicopter anywhere on the subcontinent of India, and somehow God was going to direct us where we needed to go to do the ministry that He had planned for us in India.
One of the things I remember right before we were leaving, we had a meeting with Andrew, and he said to us, you know, this really doesn't make any sense. He said, normally I would always tell someone not to do what you're doing. This is not wise. This isn't smart. All these things. He was saying this again and again, and we were just sitting there, okay. And then he said, but I think it's right for you guys. I don't know why. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think you guys are right and doing the right thing.
Right after we graduated, David and Russ left for India, and I went back to Switzerland, and I prepared our wedding. And then in August, David joined me in Switzerland. So he just came directly from the mission field and came to Switzerland, and we got married. And then we went on our honeymoon in Italy, and then right after the honeymoon, we went back to India. So we really were world travelers right from the start of our marriage.
So I pray that that testimony has encouraged you, because what's happened in the Forgestons' life can happen in your life. And, you know, just think about it. Here's a man, Russ, the father, who had a very successful business, chiropractor, and he had not only himself, but if I understand the testimony correctly, he had other chiropractors that were with him together. It was kind of like, you know, an association of chiropractors. And he just gave away his business. Now, see, here's a great truth that they didn't have time to bring out, but a lot of people would think that if you became a chiropractor, if you had a degree in this, and if you had a successful business and making money, most people would just assume that certainly this is what you were called to do. But even though Russ had succeeded and was prosperous in a certain direction, that was not God's plan for his life. He had been seeking for something more all of his life. And when he found it, he gave up his chiropractor job. That doesn't mean that every person is supposed to forsake their vocation. But in some cases, it's very possible that you're doing something that wasn't ever really ordained and ordered of God. God's purposes could be totally different than where you are. And he gave it up. A lot of people would think, disaster, train wreck. You know, by Russ's own admission, he thought he was going to work a few more years and get to where he was had a retirement taken care of and wouldn't have to worry about the money. But yet when God calls, he'll nearly always call in a way that is illogical so that you have to trust in him and not in your retirement. And so Russ just gave up everything and followed God. And did you know what? They are taken care of. I often ask them about, how are you guys doing? Are you getting your needs met? Or is the money coming in? And they just always, God is treating us good. God is taking care of us. Here's a man, see, that was going in one direction, very successful, and yet God turned his whole life around, put him in a totally different direction. And here's the man who used to go to India to get the advice of gurus, now coming back with the truth to teach the gurus and anybody else who will listen the true truth about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. Well, what a tremendous testimony. And here's David, who was a pothead, going nowhere, destroying his life, partying. You can do that for a period of time, but I guarantee you it'll lead you to an early grave and it'll lead to total destruction. And David's life has just turned around and now he is so focused. Man, these people have challenged my faith because they were willing to go to India without any contacts, without anything in the natural that they should have had, and yet they had a word from God. And you know, because of it, they're prospering and they are blessed. And then David and Judith came together, and Judith, you know, came from Switzerland, and God spoke to her. She realized there was something more. She wanted to renew her mind. And by her taking that step, man, coming on the other side of the world, she met her husband that God ordained. Here they are now on the other side of the world in India, opening up a Charis Bible College and excited about the future, have a family going. You know what? All three of these people that we've highlighted on this DVD, every one of them were in totally different places. And there's no way that these things could have worked out the way they have without the intervention of God. There is no way to connect these dots except through God. And I'm telling you, there are people watching this program that you may feel like you're alive. You are just over here by yourself. And there's no way that you could ever see anything miraculous happen with your life. But I'm telling you, just like the Forgestons, God can do anything. If you would turn your life over to Him, the world has never seen what God can do with one person who is totally yielded to Him. You know what? I try and be that person. The Forgestons, others are trying, but none of us have ever been perfect, complete. And yet, look what God has done with our life. If you were to seek God with your whole heart, abandon yourself to it, I tell you, God could do unbelievable things with your life. Actually, that's a wrong expression. They are believable, but He could do things that are far above anything you could ask or think if you would just let this faith work on the inside of you. So we're teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And it begins with recognizing that everyone has a destiny. God has your life, a perfect plan for your life that will exceed anything that you could ever believe or want for yourself. But you've got to believe that and move in that direction. And so that's what we're teaching on. You know, I have this album on how to fulfill your destiny in cassette form. We also have DVDs taken from our television program. And then we have this brand new DVD set about Destiny Series Volume 1. Listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can receive these materials.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories Volume 1 is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The first teaching in the CD album titled Everyone Has a Destiny is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT19C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Amsterdam for the Eurospirit Conference May 21st through the 23rd, in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Anna has a heart to reach the lost, but she needs help getting started. Sean feels a call to the ministry, but he also feels unprepared. Ben and Maggie have been Christians for a long time, but in their golden years, they want a deeper relationship with the Lord. Are you like Anna or Sean or Ben and Maggie? If so, take the next step. Call, write, or go to our website and ask for the Charis Bible College brochure and DVD. Andrew Womack founded Charis Bible College to help you discover your destiny. There is joy and fulfillment awaiting you, the kind that only comes from knowing you are doing what God created you to do. Take that first step today. Call, write, or go to the website and ask about CBC.